electric utilities required to have what's known as a vegetation management program, essentially tree trimming around their lines. So we're going to take a look. Hey, are you guys being aggressive in your tree trimming enough, or you know, are there any other additions we can add to that program? Because usually the causes of outages, for the most part, are high winds knocking tree limbs, you know, over onto power lines, being at the distribution level, the lines running down your street, or the transmission level, the, you know, the huge steel towers you see carrying large amounts of electricity. So we'll review those. And then we just also have regular reliability standards for, you know, the utilities. Hey, how often are you checking your poles, you know, throughout the neighborhoods? Are they all good? Do they need to be replaced? Things of that nature.
Do you suspect that maybe some of this stuff has gone by the wayside and that's maybe the reason that this has happened to this magnitude?
Well, you know, I don't think we're ready to make any determination of that nature. This is a very, you know, as I'm sure you've heard all over the place, it was a pretty freak windstorm, thunderstorm type scenario. So we do feel, I know preliminarily, you know, we've felt the utilities have been doing a good job to get information out there and get people back on as soon as possible, you know, and then they've brought in, I know AEP, for instance, you know, they have 4,000 people out there working right now to get power back on, and they rely on all the utilities have mutual assistance programs where they're going to get line crews from other states, and maybe, you know, if they have operations in other states, they can come and help out.
I've heard a lot of people suggest that maybe if power lines were buried underneath the ground, instead of having so many power lines that are out running with the trees, where the trees can affect them so badly,
sure,
that we wouldn't have this problem. What about that? Is there any statewide, is there any kind of chance to take a look at that and see if that is more workable and a better solution?
Sure, yeah, and we'll look at that in reliability reviews as well. And the big catch with that is it's just very expensive, and then it's a matter of determining who will pay to bury the lines.
But isn't this expensive? I mean, people are losing their parts of their home, they're losing their food,
right,
you know, being inconvenienced, they're going to hotels. I mean, a lot of people would say what's happening now is expensive too.
Sure. Yeah, and you know, that's something, you know, we take into account. It's a general rule of thumb, they say, is, you know, burying lines is 3 times as expensive as building new overhead lines. So,
well, what are we talking in terms of cost? Are we looking at big spikes in our electric bills if the electric companies go in and bury some of these lines, particularly the ones where we're seeing people out of power for long periods of time?
You know, I really couldn't say. It would really depend on, you know, the specific line and the nature of the work that would need to be done. So,
will you be looking at that as part of your review?
Potentially, yeah.